probably going to ask it when we start the show, but if you guys wouldn't have been out of downtown, would Ricky be here right now?
Yes.
Ooh, that's a good question.
I don't know.
We'll answer on the podcast.
Yes!
We'll answer on the podcast.
I do like where your head's at. So this is how it's going to be. They're going to ask us the tough questions and shit.
They'll have fun.
No, we're going to joke around, man.
I like that.
In a world where good Ricky and bad Ricky arrive.
You want to talk? Let me know. I'll bring the mic over to you.
You guys ready?
Whenever you want to roll.
Broadcasting directly to your personal devices, it's the Topper Sports Podcast, featuring our founder and CEO, Topper. Also featuring Commissioner Lenny Elba. And last but not least, the head of officiating, a.k.a. the dirtiest player in the game, Rapier. Let's go!
Back up in your ass with the resurrection. Is the group hotter than an erection that shows no affection? They want a banner.
I was waiting for that. I knew it was going to drop.
Retro day.
First time you ever did that, I didn't know. Good evening, folks. Welcome to the Topper Sports League podcast. I am Lenny. We have a special surprise for you tonight. It's funny that I brought up the Your Team Sucks part, because I'm going to tell you about a team that does not suck, and they are all here representing. They are ready to tell us their story. We have been after somebody for what seems like three seasons now, maybe four. We have sent him letters. We have called him. We have texted him. We have sent carrier pigeons.
CJ Jason Sanchez?
At one point, I was going to drop a helicopter on field one demanding that he come and see us. We got the green light, and he is here, ladies and gentlemen. His name is Ricky. Ricky, how are you tonight?
I'm doing good.
That's it.
Ricky, three seasons. You didn't think about this driving in the car.
No.
It was just going to be hello.
Just hi.
Don't be that dude. Talk.
Don't be
yes,
that,
yeah. There we go.
Let's hear it, Ricky.
I'm good. What's going on?
Are you excited to be here?
Yes.
All right. We're going to get you 1 second, because I'm going to say hello to everybody else. You noticed in our introduction that a friend has returned. He is here to say hello. Ramir, welcome back. How are you?
How you doing, everybody?
Yay.
Good to be here. Good to see everybody again.
Ramir. 3-1-1, and he is very, very happy these days.
I'm in a good mood. I'm in good space.
He has formed a team literally sent from the future to dismantle D1 football teams, and he's doing a very, very good job of it right now.
From the future.
And it was funny because, you know, we were laughing Saturday. Here's the most messed up part of all. As good as his team is, and it is good, at one point I see Jeremy Burr walk by, and Ramir goes, you know, we were going to get him too. And I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah, that's true. This is true.
We always joked around that we were going to have Division Platinum. Like, you guys are, like, that close to going there.
Division Platinum.
We tried. I mean, I'll get into the story when everything, but we got one more person.
We got one more, and he's in the corner. He's not Ricky, but oh my god, he's like Ricky on defense. Jay, and he was in The Bachelorette. Welcome back. How are you?
I'm doing good, man.
Jay was in The Bachelorette.
He wasn't
The Bachelorette. He was great.
Last time I saw him, he was making macaroni art. There is nobody that makes macaroni art like this man with sans Tommy Hughes, maybe.
You are absolutely right.
He killed it that night.
To this day, I still talk to Sarah, and I say, which, you know, people are like Tommy Hughes. She goes, no, it was Jay's cat.
Did she really say that?
Yes, she did.
Of course
she loves Mr. Kitty.
She loves Mr. Kitty. She
still loves Kitty.
Me and Sarah will have to have a
really?
Sarah likes Kitty? Oh, yeah. She loves them kitties.
Big Kitty fan.
There's a few girls that would like to know that.
She's got two kitties. She's
more
got
than a few.
She's got a big black kitty, and she's got
real kitty. She's got a big black kitty?
Do you know how I know this?
I thought it would be red.
I'm going to have to come to her house.
Carpet does not. Oh, let me stop.
I am not embarrassed to say that we exchanged about 8 Mr. Kitty pictures yesterday.
Yeah, this is getting weird.
I know, but I know we really did exchange cat pictures. I don't know where you're going, but we did literally. I said, here's my cat. Oh, yeah, she said, here's mine.
Par for the course, honestly.
Guys, so.
Expect anything less. So, we're going to start at the beginning. Ramir, we got to start with you. Tell us a little bit. New Gods is here. It's about New Gods this week. You guys literally just came out of nowhere. We never knew where this was going to go. We said, hey, we see the talent. They showed up. I want to talk about McGrath. I want to talk about how did it all come together. I mean, just give us, you know, just tell us what happened.
All right. So, that's basically my role here, because after I'm done giving the genesis of the team, I'm going to turn it over to Ricky and Jason. Okay. So, last season, as the season was going on, I mean, you kind of know, Lenny, I'm always kind of scheming here and there. Not every session, but I'm always scheming here and there. Mm-hmm. I tried it when I got Josh and Jay-Z and Travis for Riley Street. Mm-hmm. I talked to Ricky, what, was that like halfway through the season when me and you started talking?
Yeah.
Okay, so it was about halfway through the season last season. Ricky was kind of going through ups and downs with his team. He was still invested in his team, still wanted to win a championship, but he was kind of having some feelings. So I said, Ricky, if it doesn't work out with your team, would you be willing to form a team with me? So he said, well, I don't know. I don't want to play against my team. I said, no, fuck your team. Playing against them. We're going to go up and play D1.
Well, fuck your team.
So he was like, oh. You know, like the competitor to him was like, oh, for real? He was like, well, who? I was like, don't worry about the who. I'll take care of that. Are you down?
It was suspect.
So he was not suspect. I told you I was going to take care of it, and clearly I have. So Jay obviously Jay's been with me for a few seasons. I knew Jay was going to be down because Jay wasn't having fun where he was playing. Like, they did not have a fun season.
So I said, if you see him play, you can tell they're still not having fun.
Yeah, they weren't having fun. So I said, Jay, you down? He was like, well, what division? I said, D1. Jay was like, let's do it. So I knew I had Ricky, and I knew I had Jay.
He came at me like Howard Stark. I mean, Tony Stark.
like looking for the Avengers.
Said, how much money did you offer? Said,
were you checking the boxes at that point? You're like, quarterback, check. Yeah. Shut down safety, check.
I let him know about the Avengers initiative.
That's awesome.
And the first person, so you mentioned Jeremy Burr. The first person that I was going after immediately was Jeremy Burr.
Great player.
And Jeremy actually committed. He was like, okay, I'll do this. So my intention was to build around Jeremy Burr. You know how much of a game changer he is.
Yep.
So Ricky had a list of people that he wanted to bring over, John McGrath being one of them. I didn't know John McGrath. Ricky.
That's my guy.
None of us did.
Ricky.
Where did you find him?
Ricky swore up and down. He's like, when you see this dude, So at some point, I think Jason had mentioned John Allen. Then Ricky was like, yeah. Let's see about John Allen. And I was like, okay, that'll be our number one. Ricky was like, he might be our number two. Ooh. How is he going to be our number two? John McGrath. I was like, listen, man, you keep talking this dude up, man. I don't know what you're talking about. Telling you this dude is as good as John Allen. So I was like, all right, we'll put him on. Sean came along. Megan Campbell played on Tight Ends in Motion.
Okay.
She's the, for people who don't know, she's black girl with the girlfriend.
She is so good
with the assets.
I have seen her a couple times. I know what you're speaking of
with the amazing smile.
She's got really good.
She's healthy.
The S curves.
No one kind of paid attention to Megan Campbell if you didn't play in that division, but I did because I would always go over and watch her. She was real cool and down to earth. So I was like, well, of course, Jim. You know, I see everything. So I was like, Ricky was like, yo, get her. So I said something to her, and she was like, yo, I'm down. Like, all I had to do was tell people that we were going. Yeah, you did, Jason. You're right. All I had to do was tell people we were playing in D1. Everyone had like a competitive. Yeah, it was a competitive streak in them. So the basis was set. Jeremy Burr calls me probably in August after the wine tournament. He's like, Ramir, I don't know, man. I can't play. Why can't you play, Jeremy?
Really, no.
What the fuck just happened? Doug, his best friend, told him that he wants him to play with him. I was like, but just tell him you committed to me. I'm going to be in the guy's wedding. No.
That's a fun situation.
It's so emotional.
I had him call Doug. I guess Doug was like, fuck that shit. So that was it. So I had to scramble at that point. I was like, oh, fuck, what are we going to do? Travis also I had kind of semi-commit. Mm-hmm. So I was going to build around Burr and Travis.
Oh, yeah, that's... You guys are Travis, speed.
Travis had things in the workings for himself.
Yeah. He was calling anybody that'll listen.
What it be?
Except they weren't listening to him. They were listening to you.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, shit, what are we going to do?
Jim's whipping out all the old drops.
To replace the loss of Jeremy Burr and Travis, I had always, Lenny, you know this better than anybody. I've been asking Pete for about 4 years to play with me.
Oh, yeah. Right? No, he's told us.
Yeah. Every year I ask Pete, play with me. I call Pete and I said, Pete, come play. Pete was like, I am looking for a team. I was like, Pete, at this point, nobody's either going to take you or you're going to be like a fourth option. At least you'll be a top option if you come to my team.
That's my guy. That's my guy, too. I like Pete.
Pete goes, all right, I'm down. So we had Pete. And then... Then I went for the Grand Slam. I went for the haymaker.
Jay-Z's there too,
or not?
I reached out to Micah.
Yeah, that's
yep.
And Micah said, "Okay,
that's nice." Guy.
And he has
that's my guy.
He did admit.
Did you call him? So you're on the phone talking. When you hung up, like, did you just fist pump? Like,
I called Jason. Jason panicked. Jason was like, when I told him that we didn't have Burr and Travis, he's like, come on, son, what are we going to do? I was like, I got some contingencies. And then I told him, and he was like, oh, you the man. You're getting your Pat Riley on.
Micah Hanford, in the history of this game, all I've got to say is one word, and you will know Micah Hanford. If I just say The Matrix, anybody who was there, that he made the greatest play in the history of this game. All you have to say is The Matrix, and everybody goes, oh, Micah Hanford.
Okay, I don't know what that means, so explain it to me.
He went The Matrix on a play.
You can't imitate what he did.
I've never seen a body do that.
The ball was like about 13 feet in the air. He jumped over like two people, twisted his body, caught it like this, twisted around, got one foot down, then got the other. There's no way to verbally describe what the fuck happened.
Yeah, you tried your best. Like, I have an idea now.
It was like The Matrix. The reason they say The Matrix is the way that Neo contorted his body. Mm-hmm. He did that shit in the air.
There is no hold on.
Excuse my French, but people literally were like chanting, holy shit. Like, I've seen it all, and I never saw that.
I wish... If there's anything on earth that I wish I had on video, it's that play.
That was the greatest play ever.
I haven't seen Odell Beckham make a play like this. I'm not even bullshitting. Shit was ridiculous. And he's like 200 years old.
Rest in peace, Odell.
Yes, he's done.
I'll tell you a funny story about Pete. You guys, a lot of people might know this. You opened against XTC. Yeah. The rumor swirling was that Pete, Kedron, and Nikki were a package deal. And I'll never forget, he didn't put his jersey on because they came late. And yeah. We'll get to that in a minute,
that
obviously.
Nice too.
So I'm shooting the shit with Pete. I'm like, hey, welcome back. You know, hug him. Everything's good. And I see Kedron and I see Nikki. And I'm like, wow, that's weird. I go, I'm surprised you went there. And he goes, yeah, you know, I had to talk. And he's, you know, he talked me into it. I'm like, oh, you know, I'm thinking to myself, oh, I know how Tommy Hughes can be. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, well, good luck today. I go, you know, I don't know much about the new guys. And he's kind of, what are you talking about? I'm like, what are you talking about? And all of a sudden, he throws his new guys' jersey. I'm like, wait a minute, what?
Yeah,
swerve. I thought he was playing for XTC with Kedron and Nikki. And I'm like, oh.
I've been asking Pete for forever. He's never kind of been against it, but he just wanted to play in D1.
Yep.
Right.
So. Once I told him I was playing in D1 and he didn't already have a team, he was about it.
But with all due respect to everybody on New Gods, as good as that team was, when McGrath started running routes, people were just like, huh?
Okay.
Speed, check, can jump like Andy Smith, check. And we played you guys 2 weeks ago, and I was in the huddle, and I had seen you play. My team didn't because they were off. And I go, guys, watch that guy. Watch that. They're like, no, we got this. I'm telling you. And what'd you guys hit us for, like 20 on the first play to McGrath? Jumps up into the sky. I go,
told ya. He doesn't drop anything.
No.
No, nothing.
No. Medved gets Garan. That was your first play. Like, your first pass was outside at about 19 yards. I'm like, there's no – what?
Yeah.
Kid just flies through the air, flunk, catches
it. Where'd you get him from?
Ricky.
Yeah, I don't believe it. Where you know him from, Rick?
We got him at Walmart. He was on sale.
They out of stock?
No, he worked with Sean.
Okay.
At New Era.
Oh, okay, I didn't know that.
And then I think we played in a scrub league. I don't want to mention that league.
As long as it's game on, you can mention it. Game on's not a scrub league. That's a good league.
Oh,
okay. Yeah, never mind.
Yeah, we don't want to list
minor leagues. Go ahead.
I like Joe. I like Joe, but the other...
Yeah.
Yeah, I like Joe, too.
I like Joe a lot.
Joe's a good dude.
We played, and we won 2 championships in the scrub league. And I think...
Well, I would imagine if you had him, you would be winning championships in the minor leagues.
Well, see, we're missing another person.
Oh, wait.
Aaron... My cousin Aaron is like 6'4".
Where's he?
He's coming.
He's married. He's done.
Marriage and kids ruins everything.
That happened to Franco. Did you ever hear the Franco story? Franco got married and was allowed to play football.
Yeah, Franco. Oh, man. Franco did like a crazy move on me. Got me to...
To commit. And then he said, I'm not playing.
And then they said, congrats, you're me. I'm out.
Yeah. Jay signed up last season thinking he was playing with Franco. And then he showed up one day and was like... Yo, Ramirez, Franco ain't playing.
Yeah. You know what? Let's go there. Jay, let's talk about them. Tell me a little bit about Hostile. I mean, to your point, you had JJ. You were supposed to have Franco. You had Sekatursky. I mean, you had Chelsea. Glenn Bird's a solid football player.
Yeah.
You had the Queen Bee, Sherry, and then all of a sudden it was just Titanic.
I don't know, man. I think not having Franco there and then kind of trying to establish chemistry while playing up a division might have been just a little too much for that team at
that
point.
There were athletes everywhere. You know, they always say it's Sekatursky. Like, what do you think?
I love Taylor. Yeah. Taylor's my guy, man.
Taylor's my guy.
He's been struggling.
You know, in D1, I can concede with Jason. It is hard to try to learn in D1. You need to come in D1 ready.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's why we kind of struggled at the beginning.
Don't say that.
We struggled at the beginning because we were building chemistry. But now we... kind of turn that corner a little
bit.
You
got chemistry now.
Yeah, we turn the corner a little bit. But it's hard.
It's still a work.
You know, you've been in D1 forever. You know.
I tell people this. You know, people can talk about us now. Our first season as Public Enemy, we got bounced in the first round. We got crushed by Varsity Villains. Crushed. So now, I mean, like I said, I tell people this all the time, I can literally say one word and Cole knows what to do, and then it goes to five people in 10 seconds. Mm-hmm. And
Cole
we
is
see
your quarterback?
That's
Tom Brady.
Yeah,
Cole
he is
the man.
So
Tom.
Good.
Cole
but
is the man.
That's Tom Brady.
He's a leader. He's the thrower. But a lot of it's kind of, like Tommy Hughes and Cole, he looks at them and he can just do a hand signal, and then Cole knows, like, there's route. And they're just playing year after year year.
Right.
That's what makes it so tough.
Yeah, and we just didn't have that last session. You know what I mean?
But Franco's back, and Travis's team is, you know,
Franco's back, and then Franco goes to another team.
Yeah, and then he broke his nose. Did you hear about that?
I saw it. I was there when he broke his nose.
Oh, he had a tough, I don't know if you heard what happened in week one. So week one, he comes up to, I haven't seen Franco in forever.
Right.
And he bought a new Cadillac. He was so excited about it. And I'm
It got dented.
So he goes, Len, I need to talk to you for a minute. And I'm like, you know, Franco, what's up? And he goes, my whole life, I just wanted a Cadillac. And he goes, I got a Cadillac. And then he goes, you got to see it. It got hit. Now, I'm thinking, oh, what? There's damage, you know, like a big dent. I go, Frank, oh, my God, I'll help. Whatever I can do. I run over. I'm talking to you. It was like this.
It was like this.
And I'm like, well, let's go find it. I got to do my job. I go, you know, it's got to be somebody. And it's a black Jeep. And I'm like, okay, we'll figure this out. And we see a cleat hanging out. And you're never going to believe whose truck it was that hit him. You want to talk about people that are super nice? Tammy.
Yeah.
Of all people. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, like, seriously?
One of the nice. I go, oh. And he goes, I'm telling you, I'm calling the police. I go, dude, you got to take this to Delta. I'm telling you, in 30 seconds, they'll buff this out, Franco. I swear to myself. Yeah, no, you don't understand. I go, no, Franco, I'm telling you, I got the unlimited Delta. I've had this happen before. So I see him last week or 2 weeks ago, and he goes, so how'd your Cadillac go? He goes, well, it took about 18 seconds at Delta. I go, see, I told you.
Yeah.
But then somebody told me, I think he broke his nose. Somebody hit him and
He caught a ball. I think he caught a ball. I don't know. I just know he lowered his head, and it was just the perfect storm of people.
Time to lower your head.
Yeah, and it was.
That's how it happens.
It was
man.
A gusher.
Mm-hmm. Oh man, that's sad.
I've seen that a million times. You think you got it, and all of a sudden it hits a hand. It hits, and then.
Yeah, oh, then the ball broke his nose?
I think it did.
Oh, I thought it was like him getting tagged poorly.
No, I thought it was the ball. I thought it was something that hit, and the ball that, I mean, I don't think any other way he could do that, could it?
No, I think he hit the guy's shoulder.
Oh.
I think
that's way worse.
Yeah.
No thanks.
Yeah. No. It was bad.
Well, we got somebody on the couch we got to talk to now.
Ricky.
Ricky, you got to talk on that.
I want to know.
Speak directly into the microphone.
What do you think, Jim? Start with you.
If we could, please.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
This is funny.
On the couch today, we do have Good Ricky and Bad Ricky in the same seat at the same time. Ricky, is it true that this weekend you told me that you did commit not just to one season, but two with the New Gods, two sessions, and this may be your swan song?
What? Oh. Come on, man.
You're going to put me on the spot.
Already there,
bro. You already in the, you in the hot seat.
He hit the breaking news song. You got to answer.
You do have two lifelines, Ricky.
Now, you haven't committed to definitely bowing out of the league, but you're considering, after two sessions, there may be a future path as the head of officiating.
No, I'm going to say that.
Okay. So, come on.
Let's stir in that pot.
I'm committed to this year.
Okay.
I'm committed. Y'all are funny. I had to think about it, you know, because the wife is on my tail. And so...
You could say ass, though.
No, ass is totally cool.
It is?
Okay. Yeah.
So, she's really on my ass. And so, I have to be on my best behavior. So, Good Ricky has to be...
Great Ricky.
Great Ricky, yeah. And she has to not hear any negative stories about the
and
All-Star.
Good Ricky has been great, Ricky. Things have been going great. And if it goes great into the spring session, we may even see you for more years after this.
That's depending on if the team stays together. I need this team to stay together. Because I came into the league into a league that was here at one point. And I had no idea what I was getting myself into until 2008. When it was, you know, so I never had my own team. So when he came to me last year.
Do you have any sad music as this goes on?
It does sound like Charles Woodson.
Yeah, I know. You got the Bill Bixby,
Charles Woodson,
Incredible Hulk music.
I love hearing the stories. Yeah,
I've been talking to my family.
We're with you, Ricky.
You know, Ramirez came to me last year, and I was on the fence, especially after we lost We're 8-1.
And of all people, it was Jay-Z, wasn't it? I remember that like
fuck,
it was yesterday.
Don't mention his name.
Oh. Jay-Z.
Oh, of all people.
It's a fucking nightmare.
Jay-Z, you were up by so many.
Yo, I think John McGrath probably was screaming for like at least 4 weeks. Before. I mean, he texted me every weekend. Why are we not champions? I don't understand. Where
now,
we go?
Now, here's the killer. Did I really do that? Because you know Jay-Z was on my team.
Oh, snap.
Was it my evil machinations that made him walk the plank to my team?
Yo, Jay-Z's what? There.
We'll never know. We'll never know.
Yeah, so, Ramirez, you got four games left Jay-Z, to play. I don't know where you're going with all this, but you might have just fried your quarterback.
Fuck Jay-Z right now.
We're not going to see Ricky on Saturday. Like, where's Ricky? He's going, he's lost in his own head right now.
I needed that.
He's sitting in the fetal position rocking back and forth going, what was Ramirez thinking?
So, Ricky, you are regarded as one of the better referees in the TSL.
Yeah, a lot of positive
and there's a lot of good refs here. There are, but you're regarded as you're high ranking, held in high regard. Do you prefer being on the field or being on the sideline calling the game?
You better say being on the field.
I prefer being on the field. Why? I mean, who wouldn't? But I enjoy reffing too. Like, a lot of people I just watch ref, they're just there to get the $20 and go spend it at the bar. But I really enjoy the game of football itself. So when I'm reffing, I'm all the way into it. Some people will come up to me at the end of the game, say thank you. Other people will come and say, kiss my ass, you didn't make the right call. And you know, but that's the enjoyment of the game, you know. So yeah, I like it.
Sure is. I want to bring you over to something. The last year's banquet for me was actually a real special moment, because a lot of times in the history of this game, I've seen a lot, but I always like when people that work very hard for trophies get them. You know, I always go back to Public Enemy's first one I thought was a special moment. I'm going to take you to your special moment. You were season after season, you had, you know, this go wrong or that go wrong, and then I'm going to bring you to SNL Buffalo. Out of nowhere, you had Ben Stack, you had, well, I think with the Klecklers, you had, was it Sherrick, I think, was on your team?
Yeah, Nicole.
Yep.
And Katie.
Mary Poppins, yeah, Katie Miano.
Those girls are dope.
Yep, and you finally had your moment. You know, people were always like, oh, the team's so good, and then all of a sudden everybody realized, hey, wait a minute, no, it's not just the team, Ricky can throw. And you were hugging that trophy like literally was like a little teddy bear. I'll never forget that night. Like, don't take this, it's my trophy.
Did you notice something, though? Who was with Ricky?
Me.
That night. When he won the trophy.
200 people.
Were No. I mean, right up right up there at the mic.
My God.
The photo booth girl.
Axel.
That's where she went to.
No,
right?
It was Axel.
Stop. I'm kidding.
Axel was with everybody.
You're going to have to make him be forced to retire. Stop it.
Who was
it
with
was JT.
Oh, JT's the best. No, JT.
You were up there, obviously. Topper was up there. And me.
Nice. Not
the
Axel.
The seeds were being planted. The seeds were being planted.
Ramirez plays the long game.
The long game, baby.
We're in like a group text.
I got to throw this out there. Yeah, talk about that. What are your group texts like? If Ramirez playing like games on podcasts with Ricky's head, like does he start on Monday? Like how did you guys are all on a text chain, right?
Yeah, Facebook.
Okay, it's something, right?
Yeah, Facebook.
I'm muted.
Is Ramirez always coaching during the week? Tell me a little bit about Ramirez. Is Ramirez coaching even on Monday?
No doubt in my mind, yes.
The football.
I believe he coached yesterday. I believe he said that.
I'm going to put it to you like this. Ramirez is definitely the Nick Fury of this shit.
No shit. Yes. Everybody knows that. It's great.
Definitely the Nick
Fury. Is everybody
Fury
participating in the conversations?
Like, everybody.
Like, yeah. Is it always, like, what, you give Pete 5 minutes to say whatever he wants about himself, and then we talk
Pete
about
is
football?
Funny. Pete's funny.
Pete's hysterical.
Pete is really hilarious.
Can I tell you guys a story?
What's up?
Off the record.
Go ahead.
Okay, earmuffs.
Off the record, on the air.
He texted me last week, and he's all like, I can't believe we can't talk to anybody. He goes, he was 1 week from saying, I want to talk. It was driving him insane. He almost came on the podcast. He is mad right now that you three are sitting here because he thought he was going to be the first guy to do it.
Oh, I'm sorry, Pete.
He goes, I got to tell my story. He goes, I have to tell my story. We were texting back and forth last Thursday. It was great.
How the new guy
would he
began.
Be contractually allowed to come on the podcast?
Yeah, the gag order.
Fine. By
gag
himself.
Lifted?
He's fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
There was only one gag order.
Ramirez. I busted his chops so bad.
So
I think it was
bad.
Last week, because you know, Pete's claim to fame was Moose Knuckles, and the kind of played up story always was, what's it like to play second fiddle to Andy Smith? Well, now he's on New Gods, and it was like, oh, they got Pete. Now, all of a sudden, John McGrath is the next big thing, and I look at him, I go, so Pete, I go, just can't.
Best
shake
number
this,
two in the
you?
League.
And he goes, what do you mean? And I go, you're second fiddle again. I go, how are you feeling about this? He's like, just shut up.
Pete is not second fiddle.
No, he knows
he's
that.
Going insane inside.
All right, Pete aside for a second, I do have to bring this up. So this soundbite that we have, this Bee's Brother drop that I played.
Ramirez.
Right? So we're in the middle of the day. The games are going on. I'm playing music. Everything's good. People are having fun. I turn the volume up, and I play that drop. And I look across, and I was waiting for you to be right within my line of sight, too. And I hit that drop, and you're facing me. And it was, everything went silent for a second. You're like, what? What? Who called
what do you want?
Me? Who called me?
I love it.
That was B's brother.
Ramir.
That's what it was.
One more question before we get to our games, because I have to know, and I want you all three to answer this. We have talked about all your players. For the most part, we haven't talked a couple of the girls, but I want to talk about one of the players that has been not mentioned yet. And obviously, that is B's brother. Now, who ordered the jersey?
Here, dude.
I right. Fuck Jay, did you order it? Ricky, 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 did you
nobody
order
ordered
the jersey?
That. You know who ordered
Ramir,
it.
Was that
no,
you?
No, that was the league fucking with me.
You about to get him fucked up.
That was the league fucking with me.
Yo, I thought you did that.
Ramir was pissed.
Yo, you, yo, whoever ordered that jersey,
I'm going to be
Topper ordered it, right?
Yes, Topper absolutely did.
Topper almost got B's brother fucked up.
Let me put this on the record so everybody knows.
We already did.
I was 5,000% about to knock him the fuck out.
All like, the way the fuck out.
Like there
basket
was,
match. It was going down.
Because the thing about it, and it was just a perfect storm, was the team hadn't received their jerseys.
And he
so I was giving them
game.
Their jerseys at that exact moment, and he walks up with a jersey that was paid for.
Yeah.
And I was like, motherfucker, take that shit off. And he starts laughing, and I'm not laughing.
Hold on, record, man. Let me think about this right quick. Let me think about this. I say I want to go grab my drink, I'm just going to grab it real quick.
Yo, he's about to grab an ass.
Hold on,
that's
hold
what he's
on,
about
record,
to do.
Man,
oh, you thought quick. You thought he took
I
one
thought
out of
he
the
stole
box.
One out of the box.
Yeah, because that would have done him our
because I was giving them out at that exact moment.
Really
not. Tremendous.
So I'm thinking he's taking somebody's jersey who has to go play right now, and I'm like, take it off. And at that point, like, he was like, okay, he's like, not laughing. Everybody who was playing stopped and looked at me. And I just looked like the biggest bad guy in the history of rec football. And I was like, I was heat.
Unbeknownst to you, it says B's brother on the back.
Well, somebody's
Jason's
shaking his head.
Jason going, walks around and looks at the jersey. Goes, yo, Ramir, there's a name on this jersey. And I hadn't put any names on it. I was like, ain't no motherfucking, oh, shit.
And you were like, and then what did you go? Lenny. And it was Top.
Yeah, I did. I turned to Lenny, and Lenny was like, no, it wasn't. He's laughing.
Yeah, listen, I thought it was Lenny,
because
too.
He was laughing, but he was like, it wasn't me this time.
When I saw it, I was like, Lenny.
Yeah,
I don't know Lenny. And
Lenny turned.
No, it was Topper.
He turned like Elmo Red because he was laughing. But he was like, it wasn't me. It was Topper.
Just to jump on that one. They have the same person that does Topper's jersey. He literally just ordered them, calls me up that day and goes, you're never going to believe this. And I'm like, okay. And he tells me, he goes, and to your point, I go, he's going to think it's me. He's going to look at it and he's going to blame me. He goes, well, this is where I go. He's going to come at me and probably try to start throwing punches. I go, I'm telling you, he's going to say it's me. He goes, no, I got this. And it was all Topper.
Bitches.
Topper. Fucking Topper. That was
every now and again, Topper
was a good one.
Out of the park.
That was a good one.
Just a tangent off of that before we get to the, I've noticed something. See, this motherfucker has about, this is what, typically 60 teams in the league?
Yeah.
Motherfucker has like 15 or 20 jerseys from different teams.
Yo,
he's collecting.
Have a closet full.
He's collecting
team
jerseys.
It's funny you
jerseys.
Say that.
I'll tell you, yeah, we talked about this. I've got a funny story for you.
Yeah, so
this is something
this
we
is
talked about
awesome.
Today.
So now, you know, the new thing is he's played for Home Tech and he's played for Cobblestone now. I'm talking to Kristen Daniels after the game and we're just joking around. B's brother walks up to me and he goes, Lenny, I got to talk to you. And I'm like, oh, God. And he goes, I have an idea. He goes, obviously, everybody wants me to play for their team now.
No.
And I'm like, and now you know me. I'm like, yeah, okay, yep, I understand. What are we going to do? And he
master.
Goes, this is what I want you to do. And I'm like, what? Can you help me? He goes, we need to get me one jersey from every team in the league.
He said that?
Yes. And he goes, that way, if somebody asks me to play,
oh,
I've got them all. And now, you know Kristen Daniels is like the nicest, quietest person ever.
Sweetest pie.
I'm looking at her, and she's like, no, don't include me. So I'm like, if only we had a supervisor of jersey extraction. If only I had somebody who could do this. And then I'm like, Kristen, do you know anybody like that? And she's holding the drink and all of a sudden you hear gulp. And she's like, oh no. She goes, are you talking about me? Well, are you free? Yes.
You doing anything?
And I'm like, you've been knighted. So now Kristen Daniels is in charge of that. She now has till the end of the season to get 54 jerseys. Actually, he has about 10, so 44 more.
A few.
I can't
sure.
believe how many jerseys he has. Like, every week I turn around.
Why are people giving him jerseys?
And I look at him next to a team and he's got their jersey on.
I gave him a Bullet Club jersey because A,
You started this bullshit.
This is probably my fault, but like
it is.
Well, no, because it was right after Mayhem kind of like broke up with him and B, and he didn't like have a team or anything.
They were a package.
And he loves wrestling, and I was like, screw it. It was whatever.
It was me.
So I just got him a jersey
for
the
fucking fault.
Yeah, blame me. I don't really care.
Jesus, Joe.
Hey,
I like you.
We actually had an idea.
But I did mine like 2 seasons ago. You're the one who started it this year.
I didn't start shit. They started.
I have an idea. And I said 1 week when we go 9 through 4, and Kristen Daniels agrees with this, we're going to have him wear a jersey for every single game and have him play in every single time frame because I want to see him wear 9 jerseys
he's not
and then take
now.
One
he's
off for every
game. He's never playing for did, guys.
No,
playing.
Wait a second. Come I thought we had a commitment
no,
on the table.
No.
One play.
He will. It'll just be the one week where he's on vacation.
No. I've never
you ever
going
see Rudy?
On
he's got to play one play.
Building a house on the field. No.
You saw Rudy, right? He's got to play in one game.
Yeah, but
one play.
B's brother doesn't go to the new guy's school.
I will put a person on the team whose sole purpose will be just to be on the sidelines to spear him if he walks on the field.
Isn't that what you are? Like, you're that person.
Why are you taking your job away?
Stop delegating.
All right,
let's
Joe,
do some games.
Do some games, Joe.
I don't do games. I wasn't even there for Saturday.
We better have some fucking beer or something.
Hold on, Record, man. Let me think about this real quick. Let me get back to you on that for a second.
With your 10 o'clock games. Public Enemy, 48 points. The Bombers with 32. Replacements, 27 and Winners. 21 in a hard-fought battle right there. One Todd Too Many, 22. Bullet Club with 15. Hope and Ruin, 32. Shake and Bake, Stampede with 23. And Ace wins with 32 on the board while the passless chaps struggled with 8. Those are your 10 o'clock games.
Was it raining during the early games?
Yes,
I just heard it was wet, but it could have just been from the rain the night before or something.
It was raining.
What does that beat? That sounds like a good value Timbaland beat.
These beats are courtesy of bensound.com. Once again, that's bensound.com.
Ever the professional.
Royalty free beats.
So nice. Let's start with the guy who wasn't there Saturday. Joe K. Bullet Club loses to One Topper Too Many, 22-15.
This looks more like a typical Bullet Club topper team game because usually the games we play each other are low scoring, kind of defensive battles because what do you expect when Topper's a quarterback? Obviously turnovers. So the only time we ever had a high scoring game was the one where Travis played quarterback for us last session and we won on the last play like 50-46 or something.
Travis is the best substitute quarterback in the league by
ever.
I heard, seriously. I heard because he doesn't overthink during those games.
Yeah.
His own games he might think too much. But I heard that it was just a good defensive battle and I guess Bullet Club. They scored late to take the 15-14 lead because Gordon told me about his master plan, how he kept running at Salvati and like just hooking in front of him the whole game and just finally baited him. And the first thing, and then I guess, you know, with 6 minutes left, he just ran a stop and go. And because of how they ran the other safeties off, Gordon scored on a long bomb.
Nice.
So that put him up. And then I guess Salvati came back in the huddle with Topper and he just went, Topper, fuck that guy, I'm doing the same thing. We're running the same route, and I'm going to burn him on it. And to his credit, he ran the same route on Gordon. They ran the same play run, and Salvati burned Gordon and scored, and that's how they scored the winning touchdown.
Wow.
So I thought that was really cool.
That's gamemanship.
Yeah, no, it's fine.
Hey, Ricky, you have replacements Witters, correct? What'd you see in that game?
Yeah. Witters just choked.
Quarterback?
No.
That quarterback was on fire. I don't know his name,
Newman.
But man, he's on point.
It was Newman? Yeah.
He was great. He really was.
In the first half.
But that quarterback on replacements, he tuned it in this week.
The second half, he tuned it in.
The second half, exactly.
Terrible in the first, but.
The replacements befuddle me because, you know, and I take a little bit of personal umbrage with this because they have Jeremy Burr, who I wanted on my team. They don't throw to Jeremy Burr.
It's the funniest thing ever.
You know, replacements?
Really? Yeah.
Oh, they were thrown to him.
They don't throw to him.
No, they were thrown to him.
Specifically, it said, Ramir needs to talk me up on the podcast.
That's probably
did he really
throw to Burr.
So if you talk him up on a podcast, what, they going to start throwing to him now?
I mean, I don't know. Listen, Jeremy Burr.
They got that deep ball down to him a couple times, and it was just a little bit too deep on a few. Yeah. I think you even got called in on a couple plays to make a few very tough calls during that game, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, so, and you can back me up if you need to. I don't know if you want to say anything about it. But the rule is if you're running across the field, and the receiver, if you're running across and the defender is running across, the receiver has the right of way. But if the receiver stops, that's a pick. Am I correct or am I wrong?
If the defender?
If they put their body out.
Yeah, that's a pick.
So two times. Actually, they did it twice, and then we caught it the second two times, and they were upset about it. And I don't think that cost them the game, personally. I mean, they had 20. It was 21 to 26 at halftime.
Oh, okay.
See, now, so if you ask me, like, a Witters person told me after the game that, and somebody I talked to and know pretty well would say, okay, he said that they weren't picks, but then I talked to somebody in the replacements who said he stuck his butt out. So, you know, you and Mikey W., you guys are both good refs. Yeah, would say they said that he stuck his butt out, and that's contact.
Who knows? I don't know if they stuck the butt out, but what I call is, if you stop, mm-hmm. offensive player stops, it's a pick.
Yep.
If you keep going,
it's just running your route.
You're running a route.
Yeah,
you're running
a route. Has to get through. And so, I think that's where people...
The smart way to do it, the veteran way, and, you know, Lenny will look at me because he knows I know every dirty play. In the veteran way to get away with a pick is to stop, but turn to the quarterback and put your hands up in the diamond.
Correct.
That's how you do it.
That's how you do a...
And we talked about that.
Yeah, that's how correct. You do a smart pick. If you just stop and you don't make any type of move, any decent ref is going to throw a flag.
But yeah.
I just, for both teams, I called it fair. Mm-hmm. I said specifically to him once it happened, if you keep going...
You're right.
We can't. How do we really know that?
The best part are the people who pick and they run in front of the defender and then they do like the basketball.
The basketball pick.
They
put their hands over their nuts.
It's
and they're
obviously
just like,
a pick.
No,
I wasn't doing that.
It was a hook, man. It was a hook,
bro. No. You've been playing 21 too much in the park. Like that's a pick.
You know, hands down though, that was a fantastic game.
That was a good game.
These two teams could definitely vibe. You could see them in the finals. I mean, who knows what's going to happen with I mean, if there is a choke that I don't want to put this on the Suhenna tribe, let me tell you. But if Angry Buffalo, for any reason, falls down just a touch, these two are smelling. They're right there.
Yeah, they're ready
to go. I think they're good.
They
I
are
like
ready to go.
No, they're
both
not.
Of them. But
no, they're not.
No.
They're dialing it in.
No.
No.
You don't like Ramir? The replacements?
Ramir?
Seriously.
It was a good game.
It
I'm
really
not saying
was.
It wasn't a good game, but we're going from good game to championship. Listen. I like
on
people,
any given Saturday.
I like the people on the replacements. I like the people on Witters. I will not get into any team's personal stuff too much. I'll just say that there's a bit of a mess going on over at Witters.
Oh,
maybe it's a bit of a mess. Bit of a mess right now.
Talk about teams that are dialed in, though. Ace won again, 32-8.
Solid.
I walked up to Ronnie post game and looked him straight in the eye and said, "Ron, I'm going to ask you this one more time. If we move you to D4, will you accept?" And he said, "I will."
Wow, you got commitment.
Didn't they make such a big shit about getting out of D6?
They are killing it right now. He said, obviously, to keep the league even and he doesn't want to hurt people's feelings, he said, we'll stay in D5, whatever. But he said, we would take D4. So, honestly, he's going to be on the ballot for D5 and D4 MVP, I think, at the banquet.
Let me tell you, when I turned left that day, though, hoping Rune shake a big stampede, it was nothing but balls in the air. Back and forth, back and forth, back and forth.
balls
in the air. There were deep passes, nonstop, both
that
sides.
Like after a
that was a very That was a very fast,
football
fierce
showers.
Game up and down.
Shout out to Hope and Ruin. That was their first win over a non-gender team. So congratulations. Yep. They're 3-2. Let's go to 11
They wouldn't
o'clock.
Have beat us, my gender team.
I want
with
a gender team.
11 o'clock games. Mickey Rats, a.k.a. Condos and Townhomes, won with 66 points over Cobblestone with 53, featuring B's brother. Grand Associates, 23. DMX loses by 1 with 22 on the board. No punt intended, 49. Indecent Exposure with 40. Hung Buffalo, 34. All We Do Is Quinn with 20. And Uncle Rico's Time Travelers wins with 52, while Maddie's Angels fails again.
Damn.
Okay.
I know you want
hold
it.
On, hold on, hold on.
I know.
I'm cutting in really quick.
Hey, what is
hey,
their
Rick?
Record?
Ricky, I have a question for you. So you just told me, and I quote, your wife is on your ass about Saturdays and staying out of trouble and all this other stuff. And then you're going to say right before that you want your own gender team. How are you going to convince your wife that you should be playing football with a bunch of young athletic women?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Ooh,
first of all, put the wife on the gender team.
My wife is young and she can play on the gender team.
There you go. If that happens, well, that can
Ricky's
extend your career
thinking,
10 years.
Yes. Thinking man's
thinking
man.
Ahead of the time.
All right. I just
think let her create the team name. And
I thought we already figured out it was going to be Diamond Dolls.
No, stop that. Stop
come
it.
Come on.
About,
first off, it's right.
I have a pinky
how about
swear.
The Bunny Ranch?
Bunny,
I like it.
Bunny Ranch. That's nice.
Yeah. Could you do our jerseys with like out of macaroni art?
Yes.
Okay.
Yo, listen, I would do it. You got to get Sarah on the team.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Sarah.
All of them.
His future wife.
Joke. I was sending it to you. I mean, Cobblestone 53, Mickey Rat 66. And you don't have anything you want to talk about?
No, just Cobblestone should be in D4, and it's been proven again. Mickey Rats went out and beat him, but I heard that B's brother played for them.
He
I wasn't
did.
There, so
he was phenomenal. He threw a pass. He caught a conversion. Once again,
no,
probably,
he didn't.
Yes,
no,
he did.
He did. He did. Yes, he did. I'm going to the bathroom.
He did. I was not. Well, actually, I was kind of there. I think there was probably about 140, 150 people watching. They all chanted his name in unison once again.
I don't think that happened.
No, it did happen.
I don't think it happened.
Mickey Ratt scored 66. Their quarterback was back for the first time. DMX gave Grain Associates a scare, but Grain Associates literally had nobody. Ricky, no punt intended, a decent exposure. You saw that game. They went down right to the last play. What did you think about that one?
I thought that was a good game, too. I'm involved in a lot of good games.
Yeah. I remember seeing it at the end. I remember you looked at me like, Lenny, don't move. You got to watch the end of this one. I'm like, yeah.
Because they were going back and forth in the second half. And I think, no pun intended, almost gave up a clear opportunity to win. I mean, they really had to come down and score the last play.
Who's the guy with the headgear on in decent exposure? He is probably. I know you used to say the guy in Shake and Bake was probably one of the better players we never heard of. It's the guy in a decent exposure. He is so good. He's phenomenal.
Dang, Sean knows his name.
Yeah, he's so good. Huh. He could easily. I bet you he is easily D2, low end D1. Like he could play an XDC right now and he fit right in.
Is he tall?
He's like 6'1".
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, he's got good speed.
Great speed.
He really
great hands.
He wears a bandana.
Yep.
Like Deion Sanders.
He's really good.
Which team is it?
Hair.
Which team is it that has that gentleman with the green shirt that stays on the sidelines? Very happy dude. Very nice guy.
I don't know who that is.
Ah, man, I pointed him out to you during the day there.
I don't know.
Sideline guy. Very happy guy, and he's always excited. Anytime there's a Bees Brother drop, he's clearly a pro.
Well, his name's
Brother
Lenny
guy.
Elba.
Yeah. Lenny Alba.
Leonard.
Uncle Rico's beat Maddie's Angels. No Maddie Ice. They played the backup.
Yeah, Maddie
Chris Cole.
Oh.
52-44. Uncle Rico's is pretty good.
Yeah, they are.
It's kind of like
Who's
a makeshift.
Uncle Rico?
It's
they
kind
used
of,
to be
remember
Cupcake,
the shit?
And then they were the shit.
Timmy Zielinski and some of those guys who played on the shit.
Oh, okay. I know who that is.
They were like Jay-Z went left and they went right.
Jay-Z always goes left.
They got your old girl on that team.
I can neither confirm nor deny this.
Travis is
playing with you.
Who?
Short girl, you only had like two girls to play with you like last session, right?
Would it be?
The one that was about to fight Rekia.
The fuck?
What?
The one that was about to fight Rekia.
A bunch of people from the... You wanted to fight Rekia.
You wanted to fight Rekia?
No.
What? Rekia don't want to fight. Stop it.
Didn't they get a fight over fighting best Rekia?
Y'all played Sticky Bandits.
Right.
Rekia shoved her out of bounds, and she was like, yo, you about to get this work.
I'm about to
I don't know how you don't remember
did
that.
Did she say it just like that?
Yeah.
That's she did. Oh, what she, girl was? I mean, what team?
She was on your team last.
She was on my team.
Showtime. Yeah.
Oh, Jackie.
I guess so.
That's her name.
Jackie is nice.
Jackie.
She was making plays in that game. That's why I remembered her.
That's my girl.
Like, say hello.
She's making
to
plays.
My little.
Did she wanted to fight somebody today?
No. She wanted to fight. Yeah, Rick.
She's about.
Rick, you were there.
She's about to give Rekia the work.
Yo, we're there.
The work.
Your whole team wanted to fight their team. But you guys didn't do anything.
Ricky.
Yeah, Ricky. Not the team. You wanted to fight Ricky. Yeah, let me take that back.
Yeah.
They didn't have any problem with anybody on the team except for Ricky,
because
who was doing little shit to antagonize them.
It sounds like
but they're totally jelly, though, because they thought they had the best Ricky, but I don't think they do.
No, they don't.
You guys had the best.
Not anymore.
Ricky Austin's the best Ricky.
Yeah, Ricky. Yeah.
Though Joey Bats claimed to me last Saturday that he's the best Ricky.
Joey Bats claims he's the best at everything.
Joey does claim he's the best.
I love Joey.
12 o'clock.
12 o'clock games.
With your 12 o'clock games, The Purge 29, Chad Stuff loses with 21 on the board. HK4, 38 points. Shredders drops with 17. Ryan Puckett, Memorial All-Stars with 37. Indecent Exposure, second game of the day right there with 25. Salino Sewer Rats played Santa's Secret Sauce. Those are your 12
Seven
o'clock games.
Jesus.
Dang, you
that is a terrible game.
It was a forfeit.
21 to 0.
It was a forfeit. All right. All right. I was about to say, I wouldn't want to ref that game.
Have you ever heard the phrase, karma's a bitch?
Yeah.
Well, last week, they were throwing up 40 points a game, Santa Secret Sauce. Dave Walter did the no call, no show.
Why?
So this week, one girl and two guys no call, no showed. And I just kind of looked at him. I go, karma's a bitch, ain't it, Dave? And he just kind of looked at me and shook his head. So he grabbed Hughes. He grabbed Kristen Daniels. And they actually played him minus one person, almost beat him. But they did for it.
I thought you made forfeits 21-0.
We did. It says 21.
Oh, on the screen, it says 7-0.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's 21-0. I'm sorry.
Make sure Topper adjusts that.
Yep.
I know that's where this came from.
12 o'clock, we remember for two things. Number one, I told you guys last week, and we see it again, HK4 is really good. Those were used to be a battle of the undefeated.
You know who was going runners. Off of them?
Who?
Smalls. That's the team that I
thought. Oh,
she's good.
She went off of them.
That
she had two touchdowns.
That team is good.
Yeah.
They're real good.
Smalls was three times over MVP in that other league.
You know,
she is really fast.
Yeah, Smalls is nice.
Yep, like really fast. And I'll tell
Did
you something.
Did she tear ACL or something?
No. No, she was. She played really good in that game.
Not now.
I mean, Shredder's girls are phenomenal. And
I know Smalls got hands.
They took them.
Got
like,
hands.
They
got
played
hands. Them. Smalls could catch, man.
She was a catcher.
Chad Stuff should be in D4, and they literally were one play from beating the Perch. Like, I do not know what the hell is going on there.
I can serious? Tell you what happened with that game.
Who?
I don't How know often what team. I don't know what both teams, what defense both teams were playing, but it just seemed like the scores. It, that score should have
Tampa
been 8.
The only good thing about the Purge was Tony Yankee's dog.
Their,
that was the only good thing.
Their defense
no,
in that
they
game
got
was
Sherry
crazy.
And Meg, man.
Yeah, they got Sherry and Meg.
They Dude. Don't throw to them.
You're right. That is a shame.
You're right.
Who's the sexist?
Taylor.
It's Taylor, yeah. It was nice to see Meg Farrell back. She made some couple plays. But literally, like they were open like every play. And I'm like, okay.
Listen, all I'll say about Meg Farrell is that what's Matt's Meg Sheeler, thank you. What's the quarterback that used to play for fuck. D'Antonio.
The dude Mark, right?
Mark.
You talking about the dude that
he plays for Mark and the Mirrors right now. He's the quarterback.
Oh, Delfonso.
Delfonso. Mark Delfonso won a championship completely saying, "I don't care how many people you put on Meg Farrell, she's getting the ball."
Oh, wow.
So when you have somebody that's getting double and triple teamed by men and she's just getting the ball and saying, "Fuck you," to not throw her the ball, and you got Sherry as your option.
You probably got the two best girls in the league on your team.
You probably got the two best tandem in terms of speed and height of women.
They were making plays.
And route running ability and catching ability. Like, I mean just all
Kevin Zach is phenomenal, but they weren't getting much except from Zach and those girls. Like Santucci looks like he's lost a step, and the other guy's
not
very fast.
Oh, wait till we'll tell you when we get to the 1 o'clock games what happened then.
Who's Santucci?
Russ.
Oh, God.
Maggie.
Oh, God.
Yeah, we'll wait till 2 o'clock. We'll wait till 2 o'clock God. Game.
I feel bad for Sherry. At about the 18-yard line, literally, she ran a perfect post, and Taylor just launched it at her. She went flying through the air, and it bounced right off her hands, and she fell right in her head.
She had a bad game that game.
Yeah.
She had a lot of drops that against the Chats. She didn't have drops against us, but she had against Chats.
Ryan Puckett wins again. Let's go to 1. I want to hear about Santucci.
Before those 1 o'clock games, as you know, our brief midday break.
We'll return after these messages.
What it be, TSO Universe? This your good friend, B's brother. Welcome to Extremely Deep Thoughts with B's brother.
Before you criticize someone, you should walk a mile in their shoes. That way, when you criticize them, you are a mile away from them. And you have their shoes.
Hey, TSL Universe. It's your favorite lovable scamp, Joe K. I've heard from some of you lately that you might be having trouble reaching us. I don't know how that's possible, because there's so many avenues you can get to us. First, let's start with our own hotline, 627-TOPP. That's 627-TOP. You can call the line, leave a message, and we'll get back to you as soon as we can. You can also follow us on Twitter, at Topper Sports LLC. You can also follow us on the Facebooks. Again, Topper Sports LLC. Please follow us. That's probably the fastest way to reach us. You can message us. You can post on our wall. It's a grand time. And last but not least, download the Telegram app. That's probably the best way to get to us now that I think about it. Plus, it helps Topper live his livelihood. Please come on. Please talk to us. Don't be afraid. We don't bite. Probably.
Joe.
With your 1 o'clock games. New Gods with 44 points. Eyes Downtown with 28. Mickey Rats, 44 primetime players, 28 points as well. Ryan Puckett Memorial All-Stars, 26. The Bams with 12. And the Tommy Hughes Experience, 64 points. While the practice squad puts up 14. Those are your 1 o'clock games.
All right, I got to know. The Big Bad Wolf comes to town at 1 o'clock. They have won 2 or 3 D1 titles. They are arguably the best team in the league. You guys know you are good, but you're not sure yet. You see them on the other sideline. Yes, there was no Schriever and no Chadwick, but they still had Maddie Moore. They still had Hauser. They still had Squirrel. They still had Bobby. Take it away, guys. What happened?
Ricky, go ahead.
First of all, I want to say I love Bobby.
Okay.
Bobby's cool.
Motherfucker, talk.
Talk, motherfucker. Damn.
He is going to listen back to this show.
Nobody cared
for three straight days. He's going to go, they let me, they told me to talk and I wouldn't. He's going to kill
himself. I need wine tournament at Topper's house, Ricky. Jeez. That's what I need. Talk.
All right. Okay. So, all right. It was a good game. Back and forth up until probably the last 5 minutes where we had to one.
Go ahead.
This guy told me you need to put
your foot on their neck.
Yeah, I'm unsure he wanted me to say that.
Yeah motherfucker.
So he wanted me to put the foot on the neck, and so that's what happened.
You needed to,
and so let me tell you something. A lot of people have gone around the leagues, the league, and they look at my eyes and they stare, and then I throw the other way. Mm-hmm. So that's what had to happen the other day, is that they had to get the no look.
Nice.
So.
That was it.
I mean, you have to have tricks in this league in order to win, you know. So that's something I picked up playing with Sarah. I don't know if you guys remember. What team was that we played with Sarah?
Man, I don't know. I don't know who.
With Sarah and who is the... Come on.
Motherfucker, it's like 20 Sarahs.
It's 20 Sarahs?
That is a
bro, that's a very common name.
Okay, all right.
Is she blonde? Is she brunette?
She's blonde.
Can the narrows it
Newman's
down?
Ex?
No.
Freak.
Sarah Vicky Barnes.
Yes.
Oh, AKA Inc.
Yes.
Ass so, Kickers Inc. I found out 3 years ago that was the name.
Huh, so, I learned that right now.
So I learned how to throw no looks playing with that team.
Okay.
And so I guess I perfected that at that time. So Saturday, that's what I did. The guys were just staring at me. They were looking at me while I'm looking at Pete. And then I see John flashing open and I just... throw it to John, and the guy at the end of the game, I don't know what his name was, he was checking John, he just said, I'll stay with my man from now on when we play, just remember that.
So I like it.
That probably Jeff Farr, I would assume, right?
Yeah
it, was it had to be. Yeah,
it was fire.
You know, you just have to have that. That's just something that I just perfected.
You guys came out, and we talked about this for weeks. The key to playing Eyes Downtown is man up right in their freaking face saying,
it's funny,
we dare you to go over our head.
It's funny that you say that because so in the group chat, I was saying that all week. Like, listen, we got to get up in their face. We got to play a man. We just got to live and die with it. Inexplicably. So I try not to overmanage my team when we're playing. But on this one play, this one series, we got them down like, I think it was like, they were just barely over midfield.
No, they were right at midfield.
Okay, they were at midfield. It's 6-0. I'm like, all you guys got to do is play the same defense, but just give them a cushion. They decide to audible.
Oh, no.
And say, we're going to play cover 3.
Okay.
Easy motherfucking touchdown to Matty Moore. I go, what the fuck did you guys do? Well, we thought cover 3. The fuck are you thinking?
Yeah, and where else are they going to go? They're going to throw to the guy who's 10 feet tall.
That was not
There's only
idea.
One place they're going to go from the 50.
So that was the only time that we did not play the man was that one singular play. And I was like, don't do that again. Live and die with the man.
I get in the just epic arguments with my team about that. And... 2 seasons ago, we played them. We didn't have Paul, and we had Paul Johnson, Osika, and Botch. And I showed up one day, and I said, that's it. I'm taking over. You are manning them, and they ain't getting shit today. And I said, you are not audibling out of this. I will punch you. And you know what they did on the first series? Punted. You know what they did on the second series? They threw a pick. We beat them like 39-19. Bobby did not know what hit him. He's like, what is happening?
If you had the athleticism to man them, then you should.
Yep.
What were you going to say, Jim? I saw you were about to say something.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that...
You should wash your mouth out with soap!
You would be right. But it's good that other teams are... That's the moral of this story is, you know, Public Enemy was hot for a little while. Kenzie's were hot for a little while. Now, Travis's team's doing good. New Gods are doing good. Like, this is awesome. Like, anybody can win this. I'm telling you right now, before the season started, I kind of thought maybe 1, 2, or 3 teams. Right now, there's no doubt in my mind 5 teams could win this. Easily. You could make a case for 5 teams right now.
Yeah.
If you said the season before it started, I wouldn't have said that, but I think that now.
I didn't see the game. I don't know their roster. Eyes Downtown. Was the entire team there?
No. They missed Chadwick. Chadwick is huge.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie and say that he is.
So if that game happened again with him on the field.
Listen, you're never going to hear me say, oh, I think we're going to lose. We would have beat their ass with Chadwick. Just would have been that. But that's no disrespect to them. They're a very good team. Yeah. I just have confidence in my people.
So when it comes time for playoffs, we might see this happen again?
We might.
I hope we do. I don't shy away from a fight.
It'd be a great game.
I don't shy away from a fight.
It'd be a great game. really quiet again.
But to their credit, they are a different team, which I would
They are.
Well, you know, it's funny. I talked to somebody after the game about it, and I kind of said what I saw, at least just from, you know, somebody who wasn't involved in the game, I call it like the domino effect. Everybody moved one down. So instead of John having Chadwick on him, he now has Farr. So instead of Pete having, you know, Hauser, now he's got Hauser. Like, everybody moved down one. So, you know, the basket, it's just like you guys. Like, you know, all of a sudden, like, when you guys didn't play us, well, your third guy was covering, but next time when you show up, we're going to see you. You know, like, everybody moved down one. It's the same thing.
Not having Jason out there on defense does make a big fight.
That's my point. Everybody moved down one, and that's kind of what they did. It happened when we played you guys. Like, everybody moved down one. Yeah. It was us and Pauly J on offense. Like, when we and Pauly J, so now everybody moved down one.
I miss Pauly J.
He'll be back, we hope. We hope and pray.
You know what I got to say about that?
You're a vagina. You know what
moving down one, when you say that about the guys. Mm-hmm. Then we go to the girls.
Well, that's when you got a girl like Meg, that's good. That's
No, I'm not saying one girl. We got four. Okay? And that is going to be the difference in us winning. I'm just letting everybody know. So if you don't have four girls, then that's going to be a problem.
Nice. You heard it from Ricky said it. You don't have four girls, you're going to have be a
and
problem.
I'm glad he's talking about our girls right now. We move on to this next
game.
Hey,
yeah, just so you guys know, it's four M's on the team. Man. Four girls.
Yeah, it is true. Every girl's name starts with M. I think that's going to be like the basis if you want to play for our team.
You know what you should start doing? You should bring M&Ms to football.
That
should
be like your calling card. Inspired.
You get a touchdown, you get M&Ms. You can bring the fun pack.
Skittles is going to be M&Ms.
Yeah, exactly.
That would be your calling card. All right, well, Ryan Puckett won again. They're undefeated. Mickey Rats beat Primetime. They suck, so nobody cares.
Oh, damn.
Congratulations to Tommy Hughes. 64, practice about 14. Ho-hum.
I just know that, so the only story I got from this game from everybody, because Gordon gave me the lowdown, is, now Jeff Eason's our quarterback in Bullet Club, and he's a really good athlete, but he always feels like because he's the quarterback, he shouldn't play defense or do anything like that. But with Tommy Hughes, you know, he's a bigger guy now, whatever, so like he's not as good as he once was, if you will. He always says he's washed up, but he's a ridiculous human
Jeff's
being.
Good.
I know, but he's crazy. So they have him play like receiver a little bit in defense, and they said there was one play where I guess they were just in front of like the other team's two-point line, and Tommy throws like a quick play to Jeff where it's like going out of bounds. He catches it with one hand, gets his feet in at the sideline, does a spin move, a guy flies by him, spins this guy out, jukes another guy who goes the wrong way and falls down, then spins by another guy, and then runs, and then he's getting chased to the end zone. He steps out at the one so we can get a girl a touchdown. And then the next play, they threw it to a girl.
You know the best route runners are? Quarterbacks.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
he did all of that, and they said, Tommy Hughes said it looked like he juked four dudes in a phone booth. Because it was like, he was just like from the two-point line to the one-point line, and then he ran out of bounds.
I wish I had seen that. I was talking to Jeff later in the day. I would have gave him props about
that. He's having a little bit of a renaissance this season. He's been through some stuff, and now he's finally like got his head clear.
That's my dude.
This is
good. He's a good dude, man.
2 o'clock.
A football Saturday.
With the 2 o'clock games, Sticky Bandits wins 71-36 over an A&A.
Yeah.
71. Gryffindor put up 54. Primetime players with 14. AARP with 54. Third and Schlong, 25. The Tommy Hughes Experience, 43. Schooling the Sewer Rats, who could barely score a single point that day. And also, 2 o'clock, New Gods in their second game of the day, 55 points, while the Purge puts up 35. Those are your 2 p.m. games.
All right, I got to set the stage for this one. Because, so, and let me preface this by saying, Lenny, you know this. I love Russ Santucci. He's old school like me.
Sure.
He's been around forever like me.
Great dude.
I'm not going to say his age because, you know, he's a little sensitive about it.
You'd be amazed if you knew it, though.
You'd be amazed if you knew it. But he's in my generation.
Well, you kind of just told it without.
Damn, I just think it's my generation. Totally? Generation is a few years.
I'm in your generation too.
But I'm saying when you say that, when you say he's in my generation, then when people see you and they see the gray hair in your chin,
look, my.
You know what I'm saying.
Anyway,
like, so Russ must use
Beijing.
To the point. Are you playing her? Oh, this is Chuck Mangione, baby.
See?
It's my shit.
See? I don't know that shit.
Chuck Mangione.
I don't know that shit, though. Sorry.
That's because you ain't got no musical taste.
Oh.
Anyway,
what?
Go. Listen, you was listening to
Bobby
track.
Blue Band? You do you know anything about Bobby Blue Band?
I mean, I only got, like, Yeah, you too.
Yeah.
You too. Anyway, okay. Let me set the stage. So normally what I've been doing is Megan Campbell has been starting on offense with Mai, which is a good tandem.
Sure is.
I've been having Megan Bull play in defense, manning up or playing in zone, and I've been having Maggie, who also plays for Manny's Angels, rush. She's fast. Okay.
That's Maggie's. She's
super fast.
She is fast.
Very fast. Well, apparently Maggie wasn't too happy about not playing offense, which I didn't know. I just wasn't thinking about it. So I told Maggie, okay, you'll play offense this week. All you got to do is say something to me. My bad.
Go on.
God
he
damn.
Throws a Ricky throws her kind of like on a short drag, right? Throws her a pass. It's just her and Russ. You would think Russ had it. She put a Barry Sanders shimmy on him that was so terrible. Bitches. You could
he spun
hear,
around, dude.
Yeah. It was it
you could hear his bones cracking.
You could hear the it was Mortal Kombat bones cracking.
Oh, dude.
I couldn't believe I went no! I screamed no!
Oh,
like
no.
I felt his soul die.
It was definitely a Ben Gay ad in there somewhere.
I felt his soul leave his body as she shook him and went down the sidelines. And this was like a 30-yard play.
Oh,
yeah.
Like it wasn't like something like
she almost scored on that.
She
shit.
Almost scored. She like got tagged at like the one. Like yeah, I was combat. So
Kevin Zach had a chest. That's probably the only one of them that can run. Yep, had to be Kevin Zach to chase her down.
I felt, on the one hand, I felt happy because it was my team. On the other hand, I felt terrible because I'm like, yeah.
Damn,
you're like, oh, come on, bro. Not like this. Don't that's die
you,
like that.
That's how you're going to die.
There
that's
is how you no gonna die? Worse feeling in the history rest of this game peace. Than when you are playing corner and you get smoked.
Oh,
it's happened to everyone. It's the worst position in the game.
It
when
so
somebody
bad.
Doesn't catch the ball, you did your job. If they get one pass on you, then you suck.
But in fairness. Yeah. In fairness, so I'm giving, you know, our big play. They threw a bomb to Sherry on our girl Megan Campbell, who had been dying to play defense. She's like, I'm going to lock these girls down. And Jason told her, listen, this Sherry girl is a different animal. Don't be too cocky. I got her.
Yeah, hop out there if you want to.
Uh-oh.
This was Michael Irvin in his heyday.
Oh.
Did you get any? She got cocaine? Any, you got any, like,
this yeah,
you got any like sweeping sounds?
This
she
was,
dusted that ass off.
This was terrible.
Yes.
You are like, a vagina.
Like even her girlfriend looked at me and was like, "Damn, baby." Like there was nothing you could. All I could say when she came to the sidelines was, "She does that to guys too."
That's the only thing you could say.
Yeah, it's like she does it to guys too.
You ain't the first. You're not gonna be the last.
Yeah, you're not. Yeah, exactly. You're not gonna be the last. It's gonna happen to a lot of people. Other than that, it was a good game.
Purge is struggling.
Yeah.
Mm. You gonna move them down?
Here's the story on them. So, Alex Nutz played for UB. It was a fantastic wide receiver.
Is his last name really Nutz?
Is Nutz?
Nutz.
N-E-U-T-Z. I think it's Nutz. So we find out because the thing this year was everybody tried to sneak their team into D2. Like Travis tried to do it, Sekatursky tried to do it, and we're like, wait a minute, dude, you've got Sherry. You're not telling us. We already know you've got Farrell because we're like, well, Russ is there, Taylor's there, Merrick. So you've got two of the best girls in the game. You've got some kid. Oh, by the way, that set like UB football records. Yeah. You can go play in D2. That's fine. You got Kevin Zach, who literally even at his age is still one of the fastest people in the league.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Go play D2. Like not. Well. Carmack catches up with him, and I guess the kid breaks his hand like a week before football.
Awesome. Nudes?
Yeah, he's out like I think like pretty much almost the whole season.
Yeah.
So that team you're seeing isn't exactly the team you should be seeing because there should be a kid who's like a UB wide ex UB wide. He was actually signed by Cincinnati's practice squad. So he's awesome, but he's
so
not.
Shouldn't
there.
He be playing in D3 then?
Yes,
with Daryl.
Yes, he should.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yes, he should. You're still angry, Joe Kane. It's okay. So like to their defense, they should have had another play. Like if it's that, and that's what we told them. Here's the funniest part. We always tell them, listen. Get rid of the guy from UB. We're sorry it didn't work out like that. You can go down to D2. We're fine. Even though you have Sherry, even though we know Sekatursky is going to throw 27 interceptions. It's not going to matter. We're like, fine. You know what he tells us?
Brutal.
No. Screw you guys. We'll stay there and we'll lose. Whatever. I'm like, all you had to do is tell them. So they didn't tell them, and now they're in D1. And if the team you see today, it comes back in the spring, they can go to D2. Travis had to do that, too. That was really funny. Radon, Glenn Bird,
what's
Franco. Yo, we'll go to D2. It's all good.
Well, you know what? I love you, Travis. Here's the thing about Travis. Aww. Travis tells me, so he's like, I don't know that I can join you because him and Val are a package deal. And I was fine with that. I love Valve. That was cool as shit. But she was, apparently it was her, and she confirmed it. She was like, I don't know that I, you know, want to play in D1. And I'm like, Val, you can play in D1. You know, I'm not going to blow smoke up your ass and say that you're Sherl or, you know, Devin or somebody like that, but you can play in D1. No, I don't think so. So Travis is like, well, if she's not playing in D1, I'm not playing in D1.
Good for him, then.
Good for him, but, you know, then he puts in a D1 team in D2.
Yeah, that was like, the plan all along.
Like, come on.
Yeah.
Like, if you're not going to play in D1, then don't play in D1, but don't make a D1 team to play in D2.
Yeah, right. Burr literally was calling me weeks and months in advance because he used to run into Glenn Bird at the gym. And, Glenn, in Glenn's defense, is awesome. Glenn didn't think for one second. He's too smart. He's like, I don't know. There's no way. And Burr used to, like, you know, he'd tell me, he used to make fun of Glenn at the gym. Be like, hey, you're going to D1. You don't know it yet. And Glenn's like, I know we're going. He goes, you know it, and I know it. Travis doesn't know it yet. And then it finally trickles down to us. Bad news, Travis. You're going to D1.
But they're doing good.
That's what I'm saying. They've got Radon, dude. That's what I'm saying.
Radon is dope.
Come on.
Radon is dope.
He's another guy. He's like you. Hey, Radon, go cover that guy. Yeah, don't, I don't want him to catch a ball all day. Got it, coach.
Radon is nice.
That's it.
We got Micah, though.
You got Micah. You just got to get Micah to show up. If you get Micah to show up, look out.
Oh, shit. If he does show up.
Yeah. If you, that's the big if with Micah. You got to get him to show up. But if he does.
What's happening with A&A?
Manny Ice has been MIA. Here's the true story.
But that's a 30-point difference?
Well, yeah. They have no quarterback. But here it is. Here's a nutshell.
What division is that?
I feel like other people. I don't think
Matty Ice is that dude. Though, like, if that motherfucker shows up,
I guess so.
But here's the story.
35 extra points.
You get teams from time to time. Damn. Love Matty Ice, great guy. Not going to say anything bad about him, but I'm going to say this. Sometimes you get teams that are too low with division. And he shouldn't have been in D4, then he goes and wins it. Then he goes, you know, he shouldn't have been in 5, then he goes to 4. Shouldn't have been in 4, he goes to 3. Now he's in the division he should be in, and they're doing kind of what they should be. They're a 500 D3 football
team. It depends
team.
On who showed up for them, though, because, like, his main players, like DeAndre and, oh, I forget the other guy's name, but he's really good, too.
But you wouldn't say that team is, I wouldn't say that's elite D3. I'd say they're good. I'd say that's probably a 6-3, who's, 5-4.
I think
who's the elite D3 team?
None. That's actually that, kind of like.
There's like about 3 or 4 that are decent. There's no elite.
I think the. D3 is kind of like the good division this year.
Considering the division, like who's the elite team in that division?
I mean, right now, nobody. I don't think there is. There's like 3 or 4 teams that are like, I'd say your team, Bullet Club, Topper's team.
What's the best record?
I think
Gryffindor's 4-1. We should be 4-1.
Guys, it's been a little bit. Let's get the official word. Ricky, if you could, what do you think?
Yeah, you used to be in D3. You know better than anybody.
Yeah, man, go ahead.
So, poor Ricky. That's Sticky Bandits?
Yeah.
Sticky Bandits, baby.
You like them? I thought you didn't like them.
What?
I thought you didn't like them.
No, I do.
What?
I don't like Ricky.
Okay, yeah, because I thought there was a whole Ricky off.
Yeah, fuck Ricky.
Okay. Wait a second. Is this bad Ricky talking to good Ricky right now?
No,
he
said
fuck Ricky. A different Ricky.
Yeah.
Okay, no problem.
Fuck the other Ricky.
I like Sam, one of the girls. She's awesome.
Yeah.
Dr. Chris.
Alex is good people.
Alex is definitely good people.
Alex?
But,
Rush?
Dave is the heart and soul of that team.
Yes, he is.
You take Dave away from that team, that's a
Kleckler?
Kleckler doesn't play
with them. Dave Kleckler doesn't play with
them?
Dave Baker. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
He's the heart and soul
of the
team.
You know, I had somebody tell me, and I can't remember who it was, but it was somebody really good in D2 that said, shockingly, when you look at Dave Baker, you don't think he's a football player. He goes, he might be the best one of all of them because he says that guy runs perfect routes
every time. Dave is the diamond in the rough.
That's the guy you got to watch. He said he is intelligent. He's fantastic. He's a good football player. No attitude. He goes, that's the guy.
If people start keying in on him, it'll be because he's the one that's going to kill you.
That's exactly what they said. It might have been Such or Burr. It was somebody that said that's the guy.
Yeah.
So... We're 68 minutes in. We've learned a lot this week. Man, did we learn a lot this week. I feel like we haven't even scratched the surface.
We learned that Ricky gets his shot and doesn't talk.
I know.
I've talked.
Yeah, man. You've been whispering in the microphone.
I thought you would be a little more charismatic.
Yeah,
you
man. Just like, you like,
up, baby.
Yeah,
that's my guy. That's my guy.
I did. I said, I threw a couple passes.
That's my guy.
You sure there wasn't like an email chain or something and like they said, okay, Ricky, you can do A, B, and C, but you can't do D?
No, this was his shot.
We just got to give him a couple pops. He'll lose.
I told him to take it, Steph Curry's.
Nothing. I'm just no.
Take you're in the middle shots. Of it all. You can't go over the. You know, right now. You're just.
He's been
pirate.
Very, very.
I don't blame him.
What you got to realize is that season's not over yet.
Exactly. Yeah, I was just going to say.
Once you win your first D1 title, then you can just go
then,
off. Yeah, it doesn't matter anymore.
Oh, then we talking.
I will fucking
talking
go
cash
off.
Shit
invite me then.
That.
But I don't want to do that. I respect all opponents. Yeah. I love. I, like
there you
I said,
go.
I do really genuinely love my guy Bobby. That's my guy. His passion for the game, all right.
Unparalleled.
Listen, you can say what you want about the guy, but he brings it every time.
Intense competitor. Mm-hmm. Okay? Absolutely intense.
So I respect him.
I do too.
Will you guarantee us that come this winter's banquet?
Oh, I'm coming, baby.
That you're going to stop by the podcast table for a special Good Ricky, Bad Ricky interview.
Absolutely.
Before you walk in.
Absolutely. Win or lose, I'm there.
Okay. Right.
Win, lose, or draw.
There it is.
That would be fantastic. Committed. Would you talk to us if we had other Ricky?
No.
Okay. Not at all. We couldn't hash it out with all the Rickies.
Nah.
We get Ricky Recchio, we could get Joey Batts and you, and we could just all talk.
I just want to say on that, because people will Ricky, assume though. That this is me. I don't actually dislike Ricky Recchio.
I think he's good people.
Yeah,
But I love Ricky, I love both Rickies.
I tend to get along with the bad guys in the league.
So. I wonder why.
He'll never be on New Gods, so don't drink that.
Oh, Ricky, no, he'll never be on Newcastle. No, I'm just saying I don't dislike him. I don't want it to make that clear.
Watch Ricky and Bees Brothers start a team that goes up against New Gods in the spring session.
I would love to have the opportunity to be like, see him, hit him. I would love to be able to legally say hit him.
Pretty much.
That's so mean.
You know what would kind of be funny when you think about it, though? Oh, my God. It just dawned on me.
Oh, jeez.
What happens if Bees Brothers starts a team called Newer Gods, and we get Bloomfield, we get Montesani, we get, like, anybody, we get Devin, like, anybody who's left, and we call them Newer Gods?
Oh, okay, this is what happens. Well, you got to get body slam the fuck out of all of them.
Yeah. I think, if that happens, I guess Bees Brother would have to get Ramirez jersey.
Wouldn't that be kind of funny, though, if they had, like, Bees Brother comes with the blue jerseys and Ramirez already wearing one? Topper once again calls the t-shirt lady.
I don't think he would touch it. It's not like he's ordering it. It's not like he's paying for it. It's not like he's picking it up.
He's going to touch it.
No.
He touches everything.
He would make his own jerseys. That'd be the only
difference. Deliver it to you myself.
Well, we learned a lot.
Blue lightning bolts.
As we always do.
Blue, baby.
Final thoughts. Jay, 71 minutes in. Final thoughts. What do you got to say going forward today? What's on your mind?
At the end of the day.
MVP, LVP?
Oh, yeah. We got to do that, too.
What's the LVP?
You know what? Before we do that, we got to do. Who's your most valuable player and your least valuable player this week?
In like the whole league?
Yeah, yeah, we always do that. My apologies, we forgot to do that. We always ask everybody around the room, who is your most valuable player and least valuable? It could be your team, it could be anything you saw, it could be just anybody, it could be a bartender, it could be somebody driving down the road, whatever you think.
I would say my most valuable player right now is my quarterback.
Aww.
Man, Ricky. Ricky also is my most valuable player right now.
LVP?
Thank you.
Yeah, man.
Who's your LVP? Got to have a bad one, too.
My least valuable player? I don't know if I have a least valuable.
No, he's going to be too
much. I would say he's going to hate me for this. I would say my man Russ.
No!
Okie doke.
Oh, poor Russ. Ricky?
After that ring around the rosy treatment.
LVP, MVP, Ricky Austin, what do you say?
Least valuable player would be...
Where's he at? You're looking it up.
Bueller.
What, Ricky?
Bueller.
Bueller.
The quarterback for the Wethers.
Oh, snap. Ooh.
Well, damn. Okay.
MVP?
Who you got for MVP?
My guy from Cobblestone, even though he didn't win.
Bees Brother?
No.
Oh, but he's on Cobblestone now.
He's on Cobblestone.
You know the quarterback.
All right, Daryl Carter.
That's my man.
Interesting.
Jay-Z's there, too.
Joe K's getting all mad. Ramirez, MVP, LVP?
That's my. Can I change my LVP?
Yes, you can.
That's my LVP.
Oh, who?
Jay-Z.
Fair enough.
Oh, jeez. No, because if he's ref... No, don't do that.
He'll take it out on you.
He'll ref our game. He'll be...
Yeah, he better not. I'll fuck him up.
Him and Garbaz are the only two refs that I honestly think would take things out on people.
No, stop.
No, I'm like only kidding. I love Garbaz. Them
both. My most valuable player is Matt Zabron.
Nice.
He's like the Michael Jordan of reffing.
He really is. Yeah, I agree with you 100%.
He brings it every week. I love seeing him ref. Even the refs who ref with him, I like in awe of him reffing. So that's my most valuable player. My least valuable player is
Jay-Z.
No.
Okay.
No, it's it's that troll that collects all the jerseys. The ones that they want the ones.
Bees Brother.
Yeah,
Kristen Daniels, it's her job.
No.
Of all the days, Ramirez, any other day, and I know it's your LVP, but he threw a pass, he caught a conversion. This is he actually accomplished something.
Crowning achievement of his life.
It's like F. Mary Kill. We have a rule. We can't disagree with LVPs.
LVP.
It's fine.
It's your LVP. DJ Jimmy, MVP, LVP.
MVP is going to go out to Big Paulie and Taylor when they tapped in and took over reffing there as you walked away to play on the fields. They held it down. I
I've never gotten a chance to see Pagano ref a game, and
wow.
She was doing great, man.
She really,
she really was. MVPs right
She likes reffing. She does.
LVPs,
like
though. I did have that chance to run into the former team captain of the five-star team, now of Salino Slam Pigs or whatever they're called.
Salino Slam Pigs? That
yeah,
shit is hilarious.
So at the end of the day, he walks over to me and we're talking. I mean, he's like an old cousin in a way. And I say, dear old friend, are you heading inside? Let me meet you up there. Maybe we'll have one or two sodas. And and he says, Uncle Jim, I can't. I'm leaving now. I'm in my truck. I'm driving out. And so I go in. I spend a little bit of time, see some old friends, spend a little bit of time with everyone, meet Mr. Bats and Mrs. Bats and the cousin Bats and the family Bats.
The family Bats.
And I
the
get done, Bats. And I turn around, and there's the Salino Sewer
the mud
Slam
duck?
Pigs, the mug ducks, sitting over at the table eating their chicken wings,
wait,
drinking beer.
This motherfucker wouldn't break bread with you?
Wouldn't break bread.
Sponsored
let
for seasons.
Me buy him a beer. And then I turn. I'm like, dear friends, should I go over and say hello? They're like, no, let him come by you a
That's
beer.
Fucked up.
So, yeah, I don't know. Well, LVP
broke,
right there, hands
yeah,
down.
He broke, he broke
There's my
call.
LVP.
That's fucked up.
Joseph
That's
K.
That's fucked up.
MVP,
yeah.
LVP.
MVP is, I'm not here to kiss your ass because you guys are here, but I'll give it to Ramir and you guys. I mean, I wasn't there this weekend.
Man, I appreciate
Thank
that.
You.
But
we appreciate that.
You got a friend Thank full of like a bunch of dudes I like, and you went in there and you're doing your thing, and you ain't getting smoked like other teams are in D1, and you're a contender. And you know that, but you don't want to say it, and I respect that. LVPs are Daryl Carr and the Appeals Committee.
Oh, shit.
Oh, snap. Oh, wow.
Who failed so terribly on this appeal process.
Hold on, record, hold man. Let me think
now,
about this.
Hold on.
I'm not going to get too deep into it, but long story short, is
the fuck?
The league management, the referee, let's see, people on Cobblestone. I'll admit that there shouldn't have been a play.
Person on Cobblestone.
The math doesn't work. It doesn't matter. He's like the main person on Cobblestone.
I don't know. I think the referee did
Either
say
way.
That. He thought it was on,
no. Tim,
on point.
Tim Dove,
didn't he?
No, he fucked up.
Let
Whatever.
Me ask you this. And
like
you
Tim.
Weren't there, Joe, so but you know, it's your team.
Mm-hmm.
You have control over it. I said this to your team. You don't know this, but I said this to your team afterwards when I saw that you guys lost. I said, so which one of you speared Tim Dove?
Probably Anyone Gordon. I would just assume Gordon.
No, none of them.
No.
I said, none of you gave him a shot?
No.
I was like, no. I was
no,
like,
I ain't about
so
that.
Wait, hold up. This motherfucker screwed you out of a game. This motherfucker killed your cousin. And you just going to sit there
killed your cousin.
When you get the opportunity to get him.
Hey, Ramir, have you met
killed
Tim
your
Dove?
Cousin.
Kill him.
I don't need to kill him.
No, hey, I'm not saying actually injure him.
God,
I would never say
listen.
That. But you give him a shot.
No, you just take him to an amusement
you give him
park
a shot.
And don't let him get none on the
listen,
rags.
You God, give him a shot.
God already did that for me. I ain't got to do it myself.
Oh, that's fucked up.
Not but, you.
I'm just
but
kidding.
You designate somebody. Listen.
I know that he told
let somebody
he, him and Gordon. Gordon, who hates him the most.
I'm going to
not
the
anymore.
Game.
They apparently talked it out, and that's cool.
Gordon said that, but I still. But I told Gordon.
Bottom line,
him
it
shot.
Seems like the only person who swears there should be like 40 seconds on the clock and stuff is Daryl. And if like we offered a tie, we could have set a precedent. It don't matter. There's 8 teams in the league. We all make the playoffs. I don't even care if we lose. I just wanted to, like the league has a chance to set a precedent in case this if this happened to a team that didn't have me on it, it could have been a whole lot much more of a mess for everybody. But instead. We offered a tie. We're like, screw it, because it's not really their fault. It was kind of the ref's fault, whatever.
That's why I think
but,
you should have gave him a shot.
Nah, ain't worth it. Could have just accepted the tie. Gentleman thing. No, I need that win. Listen, you need the win that bad. Take it. It don't matter.
Like, okay.
You outmatch in your division anyway, so it's fine.
This motherfucker.
So that's about it from that. And Lenny, who's your MVP and LVP?
Two quick ones. LVP, I was going into Saturday really excited about the HK4 Shredders game, and I thought it literally was going to be WW3, and it kind of was, but one team literally made the other a bitch. HK4 38, Shredder 17, LVP to Shredders. Come on, guys. That was the game of games, and you guys just you laid an egg. MVP, I'm going to give it to somebody. I usually don't go homer, but I'm going to this week. Public Enemy's been struggling. Our defense has been terrible. You know, people have been talking back and forth, but Paul Niemann deserves a star from me. He texted me on Friday and said, Len, our team needs to circle the wagons. I am going to take over, and Godzilla is going to crush New York City. He had 3 touchdowns. He had an interception. He knocked down about 4 passes. He
Good.
Was a beast on Saturday, and he Yo, deserves an MVP.
Just ignore it.
What?
Just let it go.
What was it?
Don't you worry.
No, I didn't. Did Godzilla crush New York City? I thought it was like Tokyo or some shit. Like
May
that.
Crush anything.
He went
he
to
wants
New York City.
He
Bombers were New York City.
God.
I was just upset I didn't get to see Glowacki because it would have been even more fun. But
what
Bombers
I,
were
what did
team.
I just miss?
Was there a web pull up?
No.
I'll bring it up in my end of the days.
All right. Well, we're going to end of the days. We're going to finally start with you. Final thoughts. Obviously, we want to come bring everybody back and talk again, but what did you say?
At the end of the day.
Final thoughts. Anything you want.
Oh, I love my team.
They love you, too?
All right, Ricky.
Ricky, you got to top that. Can you top that? Final thoughts. This is it. This is your last thought.
At the end of the day.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here.
Be better at this. Come on.
No, I got a feeling the next man's gonna. Final thoughts from here. Here we go.
At the end of the day.
I don't know. I don't have any final thoughts. I'm looking forward to Drunk Bowl.
That's my final.
Are you going to be in our Drunk Bowl, please?
Can I be in it?
I might be out of town.
Yeah, I don't know that.
That's next week, right?
Yeah, it's this week.
Very quietly, you were one of my favorite costumes because you were actually in. You were in character. I kind of dug your. You and Joe K were like not only in costume, but you both were in character.
The best thing about me being in character was. I don't know if you know this. Kerry Smith, for whatever reason,
with a K,
did not realize that that was me in the mask.
Correct.
So she was letting a stranger in a mask play with her son.
Oh my God.
For an hour. I don't know who Ace was playing with in this mask. I was like, that's how Michael Myers kills people. You realize that, right?
I said this earlier, but like, par for the course. I love
that's
it.
Awesome.
So yeah, Drunk Bowl. I'm looking forward to it.
We all are. DJ Jimmy, final thoughts?
Final thoughts. Well, the first one. First final thought. For the 4 p.m. game that's coming up this week,
yes.
If DJ Tommy shows up, I would like to volunteer my services as a referee.
Oh, snap.
I will make that happen. I know the guy that makes that happen.
But we're going to have you announce.
And announcer with the headset piece on
Beautiful.
At the same time.
Make it happen.
I like that.
Oh,
I like
how my God.
Okay. And in my final thoughts right here, just going around some of the things that are still on the internet here, straight from the Topper Sports LLC.com.biz,
yeah, there's a whole bunch of stuff
whatever website. The poll is still up. Kudos to Parker for week four in picking up her man and bringing him to the fields.
Come on, I'll be really honest.
That
it's
day.
So good.
And then also, on the Telegram app this week, there was a picture that went up from Chelsea. This is a young Glenn Bird. ladies and gentlemen, stay inspired. If you haven't seen this picture, definitely get on the Telegram app.
His arms are the same size.
No, I can put that on Facebook, too. That's fine.
Chelsea, all right, fair enough. Chelsea, thank you for that one.
That's my man, Glenn.
On the Topper Sports website, just a reminder from the Godfather out there, as you know, he doesn't give out his phone number. He does live in a log cabin in Des Moines, Iowa, and does not get cell phone service. But please feel free to shoot him an email at thegodfather@toppersports.com. Continuing around the internet in my final thoughts, this is from Mr. Brother put this out there for the world. Attention, ladies, since it is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, I ask, if you have anything pink, please send me your photos for a special album that I'm making for the month of
that's anything. Some
that
shit.
Is for anything.
That,
not my
that
words.
Is a creep.
Hang
anything.
On.
That is a creep.
That is some creepy
for the
shit.
Sake of sound bites, not my words. That was B's brother.
Did you show him the picture?
For the
world. Did he take it down again or not?
So he put this up, and Topper had a picture of himself in a pink wig. with I think it was
oh,
with
that's
Leslie,
right.
That's
actually.
Some creepy shit, man.
It was like some funny thing that he was doing at a New Year's thing. So we posted the picture, and young Mr. Brother took that down.
Took it down.
Going around the Telegram app, Mr. K was on vacation with Mrs. K.
Get that right.
Whatever.
Miss.
So they wound up on an airplane together with Ferger.
It's true.
So the four of them, or three of them, may have taken a vacation.
We were in line to get on the plane together. In Fort Lauderdale, and all of a sudden I see Ferger and his family.
Nice.
What, Ferger, what the fuck are
Once
you doing
again,
here?
All the fun that you can find out about on that Telegram app as we go by. So I did try to find the Topper Sports page on Facebook.
And you found a clone.
And I found a warehouse clearance for Topper Sports coming up September 21st to October 18th, there will be a warehouse clearance from 12 to 9.
Thanks, Jim.
Second floor of the Cinema Mall.
Thank you, Ramir.
Come on.
I love it.
And coming up next week, just a few games of note. I definitely want to shout out the 11 o'clock game there to Mickey Rats and Bullet Club. Rats, I do think that they're out for blood since this will be their last season
playing under the name of Mickey Rats.
Wait,
I'd like
a second.
To skip. Well, Mickey Rats, the bar closed, so they're going to be called Condos and Townhomes now.
Condos and Townhomes.
We're playing the same opponent, Liddy?
Yes, we are. God.
Wow.
What happened?
Yeah, we're playing the exact same opponent.
They're going to have an interesting game.
I'm going to skip ahead to 1 o'clock. I'm going to only put two on the board right here out of the timed games that we have. The 1 o'clock game, I'm going to go with Gray and Associates and Angry Buffalo. I think that's going to be a good one to look out for. There will be some other picks posted to the web. And then I'm going to save my third for that 4 p.m. game that will be coming up a little bit later on next week. So those are my final thoughts.
At the end of the day.
Okay.
Yeah, I got a couple things. Well, first, like everybody seemed to allude to, we have the 4 p.m. game. If you're going to play in it, try and find your own, find a different way home. Uber will help.
Lyft. Hey.
Just do not drive.
Uber.
Yeah. Ricky, you playing in the game?
No.
He's got to keep his head clean. Like, okay. We're not listening.
I want a ref, and then I'll Uber you guys home.
That's fine. Ladies. People get. It's easy to get home. Just be careful. I mean, if anybody leaves the bar and does anything stupid, that could affect the entire league. Be smart. I know that's hard for some of the people who will play in the game, but please be smart. 4 o'clock. We don't have teams set up yet. It's Halloween fun. Come in a costume. We'll pick teams then, and we'll just play and have a great time. Bring your best attitudes, and if you're going to be a jerk, just don't even play because it's not even worth it. The other thing I have is that we're going to be getting a limo bus and go to the Bills-Saints game. We kind of want to have it like TSL themed with as many people who want to go on it. We don't just have a good ride down there, hang out in the parking lots, have a good time, and then go to the game.
Which game is that? The Veterans Day weekend?
Maybe it's the 12th of November.
Yep,
so
that's the Veterans Day game.
Fantastic.
Can you find out how much that costs? Because at one point when I get the choir set up for Christmas, I just want to know.
I think he was saying it was around. We have to finalize it. I think we're going through Topper's limo guy, but I think it's going to be around $50. But it depends on how many people go, too. So we're going to get a big bus, though, and I think we can get a lot of people to go and just have a great time and not have to worry, about drive-in or anything, because we're a responsible league all of a sudden, and I like that.
Sure.
So other than that, those are my two things. Come prepared in a costume for 4 o'clock. I know people right now are currently going and getting their costumes as we speak, and that's pretty cool.
They better be.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
If I'm not working,
we'll just have a fun time, and that's about it. I'm just glad to be here. I don't actually hate Daryl Carr, for the record. I'm just pretending because it's just funny, but I just want to make sure I actually said that so I didn't get shit later. And then that's it. I'm looking forward to being there on Saturday. Missing a week is one of the worst things that can happen during football season, and it'll be fun. So that's about it. Lenny.
A lot of thoughts for not being here for the weekend.
That was a lot of thoughts.
A lot of thoughts.
You know,
he's a deep thinker.
I had this feeling
at the end of the day,
and I got this feeling again. We have had a great conversation. We are way over, yet I feel like we literally have not even scratched the surface yet.
We could do
like
so much
I literally
more.
Feel like we should just come back tomorrow and do this again.
That's
because
Ricky wouldn't talk.
Yeah, hopefully we'll get everybody.
He didn't
back
ask
again.
Any questions.
We asked tons of questions.
What questions? Talk.
You were
didn't ask the right questions. He didn't ask the right questions.
He was trying to.
Ricky, can I ask you a question?
Tom Brady with his motherfucking.
Are you just hitting me with? It's not you. It's me.
What? Yeah, apparently he did.
Did I just get it's not you, it's me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
snap.
How he did it.
Lenny, you know you got questions. I know.
Well, maybe we'll save it for the sequel.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I would like to take this time to once again thank DJ Jimmy, as always.
Jim.
Thank you, Joe K.
No problem.
Ricky Austin, thank you so very much for coming. Jay, it was great seeing you, as always.
Oh, man.
Ramir, it was fantastic. I honestly, I'd love to see you guys all back again.
Yeah,
I think we had a great
again.
Time. I got one thing to say before we close. We love doing this podcast. We're going to thank bensound.com. We're going to try something different in a week to 10 days.
Oh,
we came up with a magical idea literally about 45 minutes, about an hour and a half ago.
Yeah.
It's called the Bee's Brother Variety Hour. Oh, and what we're going to do is, where I am sitting right now, Bee's Brother will be sitting.
He will be running
his own show with his own guests asking his own questions.
Oh,
and
my God.
DJ Tommy will be by his side in my chair taking
awesome.
Over those
I can't wait to not listen to that.
He might need you to be one of his guests.
Ramirez, I said whoever he wants, we will find a way to get you there. So if he wants you as a guest, I got bad news. You might be coming back quicker than you think.
He won't want me.
Watch Ramirez be the Joe Cave for the day.
Oh, my God. That would be awesome. Can you imagine how awesome that would be?
He's going to ask all women.
No, absolutely.
He's going to ask
all
women.
Oh, yeah. That's like 1 to 6 odds.
He's going to ask him to wear something pink.
Yeah. Something.
He didn't say wear something pink. He just said as long as you
show
have
me pictures
pink,
of me in pink.
Show me some pink.
Show me your pink.
Before we head out, you know
Ramir,
once
what
he every said.
Three,
That's
four weeks, he asked me the same question. He keeps going, you know, you promised that me and Ramir would have a casket match. So,
oh, yeah, the Hell in a Cell casket
yeah,
match.
He still brings it up to
you guys. Here's the problem with that. You guys will be responsible for what happens to him because I won't go
That's
light.
Why we sign waivers.
I'll be the bad guy when you guys say, well, Ramir, how could you? I don't give a fuck.
I ain't going to say how could you. Like, I get it at this point.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening. We will see you next week. See you Saturday.
See you.
Woo!
a cliff in Scotland. A child bites an apple, but the core is rotten. TV is free, but what is the cost? We have GPS, and yet we're still lost. A carrot in the desert, a camel in the garden, a man with giant ears begging your pardon. What if a garbage man was actually smart? A common misconception that we're tearing apart. And to a dog, dog food is just food. And to a sock, a mansion's just a big shoe. A milk dud sitting in the acid rain. A house cat addicted to the cocaine. No teeth, unlimited floss. These are just a few of our incredible thoughts.
Incredible thoughts, incredible mind. Too many great ideas inside. It's a miracle my head can contain them. My spectacular brain for all humankind. Changing how we think about space and time.
Ballerina waits for the bus. A number one dad trophy covered in rust. A nun ducks a basketball, living the impossible. A man breaks his leg inside a hospital. We just thought of that, and it could change the world. We're like a smart oyster full of pearls. Such as an ultrasound of a new baby with a Santa hat drawn on. Yeah, that's my kind of Christmas card. What if a butterfly was made out of butter? These small thoughts could destroy Big Brother. The world's cutest kitten just hugging a dog. Just one of many of our incredible thoughts.